and slowly I turned. Yeah, it was one of those teenage romances. We were in our late teens. God, it was torrid. God, it was passionate. And then one day she came to me. She said, Nino, it's over. I said, what are you talking over? She said, over. I've decided to give my life to the Lord. I'm going to join a convent. I said, what are you talking? Convent? She said, yes. I'm going to be a nun. I can't take this anymore. I can't live with the guilt. I'm going to take the vow. I said, all right, suit yourself. So she said, will you at least take me to the train station? I said, all right. All right. I took her to the train station. I went to embrace her one last time. She said, no. And she pushed my face away. She said, no, I shan't be kissing any longer. Goodbye, Nino. She touched my hair and she got on the train carrying her little bag off to the convent. She took a seat by the window and she sat there looking at me. She kissed her lips and placed them on the glass, and I just stood there looking at her. The train started to pull out of the station. I finally got mad at her, you know. I said, hey, and I unlimbered the timber. I said, you're saying goodbye to this bad boy, too? I said, oh, you're saying goodbye to this, yeah? Take a last look at this, yeah? And I started running alongside the train, trying to keep up with her. I was running as fast as I could. I was watching for her reaction, and I didn't see that big metal pillar up ahead, and whoa! I ran right over to that thing, hit it full speed. Bam! One of the conductors came running over, helped me to my feet. He said, my God, man, running along Kaya alongside of a speeding train, are you totally out of your mind? You nearly gave me a heart attack. I said, you? Hey, I came 8 inches away from cracking my skull.
Today's edition of Masterpiece Theater has been postponed, so we can bring you more of The Grease Man on DC 101.